Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Michael Steele podcast. We are having a wonderful conversation with my friend Jennifer Horn. She's the former chairwoman of the GOP in the great state of New Hampshire. She is the host of the podcast, Is It Just Me, or Have We All Just All Lost Our Minds? I just love that, and I look forward to coming in your pockets. I understand we're going to be doing a little trading.
Folks should look for us next week on my podcast as well.
That's right. It'll be good fun. So a lot can happen between now and a year from now. A lot will happen. Donald Trump will likely be convicted, but if my little spidey sense is correct on that, it won't matter that Donald Trump has been convicted, because you've already had 6 out of 8 Republicans running against him for the nomination say right. that they would still endorse and support him, even if he's convicted of felonies. So tell me where I'm getting this wrong, and why there is, what do these numbers say today about the state of mind of voters across the country?
Yeah, well, first I would say I don't think that you're necessarily getting it wrong. Everything you said is factually correct, right? And but I admit that I look for the opening. Where is there an opening that would make this okay, or would convince me that we could be end up being back on a good path, or taking a reassuring path toward the right. next presidential election? And there were a few things. The first is Obama was in this position once, a year out, and didn't lose, you know, we know that, and won, right. won in a healthy manner both times. So that's a little bit encouraging to me right there, that historically there's an example that we can look at. And then
Obama,
I also look
Obama
at the
losing to Mitt Romney or a generic Republican at that time, because Mitt Romney was not the nominee necessarily going into a second term at this point. It's not the same as the guy's got 91 felonies against him.
It's not
right
the
now.
Same.
I
will never make the argument that what's happening with Trump is somehow normal and and historically reflective or anything like that. I am as opposed to Donald Trump as a person could possibly be. And I'll be honest, I am horrified at what some folks from my former party say and do and vote for. It's horrifying to me. Right. But I believe that there is a segment of the American people who care, who are bright, and who are looking at this through a different lens. And if we're just looking for a couple of little pieces of hope, Donald Trump was well over 50 in New Hampshire. He's down at around 40, ahead by 40, instead of being over the 50%. He's ahead by 40, but he's not over the 50% mark. I can't, got to right. speak clearly about it. We see that DeSantis is starting to, continuing to decline. And those votes aren't necessarily going to Trump. We see Nikki Haley starting to move right. forward a little bit. I don't know how important it is to me, frankly, to have somebody other than Trump win the Republican primary, because I think in the end, it's the same party. You know, no matter who's nominated,
yeah.
No matter who's nominated, it's still Trump's party. It's still Trump's people. It's still, and the only thing that I can imagine that would keep Trump from becoming the nominee is if he was literally like jailed and suddenly everybody else got behind one candidate to prevent a jailed person from becoming president of the United States. But we know there's 30%. Well, yeah, but you know that there are 30% of them out there who are going to vote for him no matter what. No matter what, you know? So, but I do think I have more optimism about the American people, because I think that a lot of people out there have shown us clearly who they are, but that they are not everybody. We know that we have a measurable percentage of Republicans who voted for Biden back in 2020. We know that all the thing, everything you just said, you know, I think that, I hate to say this, but I believe that it's true, that too many Americans have become entitled and lazy when it comes to democracy. That they're sitting here, to your point, whining about things that aren't even really accurate. You know, and we have a lower rate of inflation post-COVID than any other country in the world. And people are complaining that they're going to, they can't support Biden because of inflation. Mm-hmm. They can't, you know, the gap, everything you said, it's all real, it's all true. And so I worry about the laziness of so many Americans when it comes to understanding what's actually happening in the world and how it impacts us and all of that sort of thing. But I believe that there are enough good people out there who care deeply about the concept of democracy and about what next year and 2 years and 4 years and 8 years after that is going to look like for their own children and their own grandchildren. I feel it deeply, and I think that it's very much a part of the equation for a lot of folks out there. So I'm not giving up on Joe Biden this early. You know, we can have an argument or a debate about should Joe Biden have one run to begin with, but that's a different conversation, you know. And now, instead of just talking about the Republicans and the idiocy, you know, that leads them to Donald Trump, we also have to, you know, have a little firm talking to with the farthest left of the Democratic Party, right? Because if they, you know, who are refusing to stand up and defend the president and stand with the president over a single issue. Granted, a very important issue, but a single one. So if Biden ends up losing next time around by a couple of points, guess who we get to point at when that happens?
Yeah, well, that
there's a lot more to it.
You touch on an important aspect of this when you look at, for example, the Gen Z voter who overwhelmingly supported Biden's election in 2020. Mm-hmm. And now the prospect that they could very well turn on him. Literally having this conversation today with a Gen Zer, because they don't want our money, U.S. dollars, being spent to support the genocide of babies in Palestine, and so they're very much. It's not so much that they're anti-Israel; is that they're pro the Palestinian people. So right. The fact that the administration has not been able to create the appropriate nexus between we stand with Israel to defend it against the attacks of Hamas, as right. We also stand with the Palestinian people to defend them against the attacks of Hamas, because they live right. The way they live because of what Hamas has done to them.
The president has not done a good job of expressing the narrative as it exists or as it needs to be politically, strategically for him.
Right, right.
I'm with you. I agree completely.
So that lack of communication or inability to effectively communicate the storylines for the administration to me has mm-hmm. been its damning, has been a damning indictment since the very beginning when we spent the first 18 months of the president's term talking about filibuster. Right. And the only thing the American people are asking themselves is, well, who's Phil and who's Buster?
Right. Exactly.
They didn't know that's not something that they're concerned about in their everyday lives, particularly as they're still being ravaged by the leftover remnants by the remnants of COVID. They're still mm-hmm. now moving into a space where their dollar is going farther, their gas prices are getting higher, And they're concerned about whether or not their daughter who's getting married will be able to buy her first home. So you have all of these other concerns that, again, not part of the narrative for the Democrats, not part of the narrative specifically for the president. So it begs just how do they turn that corner to begin this conversation that literally they only have 10 months to make? Because you and I know very well, by the time you get to the conventions next year, voters start making up their minds. And, particularly when the decision is such a stark one, they will decide fairly early on whether they're going to vote their what I would call, and you know, I know a lot of people hate me for this, but you know, what I would call a selfish vote, because they're concerned about things other than the democracy, instead of saying, look, I get it. Biden is not perfect. No one ever claimed he was. And he even said himself, don't compare me to the almighty, compare me to the alternative. And there's good political sense in that. But I don't know if it's enough to convince the American people to use common sense when it comes to you have a guy who's standing there with a hatchet and a chainsaw ready to go after you and the Constitution and your rights versus a guy that you're having a spat over about inflation policy and Middle East relationships.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Is it just me, or have we all lost our minds? It's a question more and more people are asking themselves, afraid to admit they already know the answer. It's also a podcast, one about people coming together in a time of division and uncertainty to talk about culture and politics, compromise and connections. It's about challenging the norms we've come to accept as a society and working together to find common ground. Fierce and Unfiltered, host Jennifer Horn is a former Republican strategist and party leader turned independent sanity activist. One way or another, we've all lost our minds. Join Jennifer Horn in the search to find them again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.